I'm bored.
Me too.
I hate being bored.
Me too.
I hate it when you guys say me too all the time.
Me too.
Hey, look, there comes Pastor Steve, the minister from the church. Wow, he's so holy, I get nervous just talking to him.
Me too.
Wait, that wasn't funny.
All right, I'm human, will you?
Well, hi, kids, how are you today?
Oh, hi, sir, we're just fine, sir, thank you, sir.
No, we're not, we're not.
Well, we are.
Oh, that's right. School's out for the summer.
Yes, sir. We've been out 3 whole hours.
Yes. Well, those lazy days of summer do get rather long, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Say, why don't you all come down to the church and help me sometime this week? It'll give you something to do.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Excuse me, sir, but what can we do to help you?
Well, sometime next week, I'd like to lead a children's Bible study for the kids in the community. I'm looking for a fun and different way to teach them. I'd like them to see how God called people in the Bible to do God's work and how God can call them. And, well, I could use your ideas.
Ideas from us, sir?
Let's have a circus!
Seriously?
A circus?
We told you to act human.
I think a circus is a great idea.
You do?
Yeah, that's what I thought all along.
We can get all the kids in the neighborhood to come, and hey, maybe we can even get Presto the Bible Clown from that local TV show.
Presto the Bible Clown. I'll bet he's pretty busy, but, well, I'll see what I can do.
We'll tell Bible stories using circus acts and stuff. And we'll call it the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey's Greatest Show on Earth.
I think that name may already be taken.
Oh, yeah. Don't be a ding-a-ling.
That's it! The Ding-a-ling Brothers Greatest Show on Heaven and Earth!
Stagehand.
Oh, really? What's a stagehand?
You get to carry all the stage stuff.
tote that barge, lift that bale, just think of the glamour.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, kids.
Hey, Pastor Steve.
Hey, Pastor Steve.
I hear the circus plans are coming along nicely.
Yes, sir. We're just about to have a dress rehearsal. Did you hear Presto the Bible Clown can come?
Well, I still haven't heard. Maybe. We'll see. Hey, I really appreciate you children and your parents for planning this whole thing. I've been busy this week, and you guys have really done most of the work. I'm afraid I haven't been much help.
That's all right.
I have everything under control, sir. We have just decided that I should be the ringmaster since I'm the tallest.
I see. And, Sophia, what are you going to be?
Me? Oh, I tote that barge, lift that bale, and get glamorous.
Uh-huh. Well, may I stay for rehearsal?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ding-a-ling Brothers' greatest show on heaven and earth presents the Human Cannonball!
But for the best sharpshooter in the business, may I introduce you to a little shepherd boy whose good eye and rocket fast pitch won him the title of David the Giant Killer.
Kids, that was great. That's just what I had in mind.
Thank you, sir. We're pleased that you're pleased.
Now, if only we could get Presto, the Bible Clown.
Yeah. Well, boys, the circus is going to be great.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. We've even got a sideshow and everything, Stevie E. Pastor Steve.
Yeah, just watch it. I can hardly wait.
Up, folks, that's right, all the way up, folks, see the amazing man named Jonah.
From the Bible?
Get away, kid, you bother me. See the man who lived, I said lived, to tell the most amazing fish story ever recorded.
Jonah, wasn't he the prophet?
Get away, kid, you bother me. That's right, folks, you know the story. From that point, you might say Jonah went a little overboard.
The whale, tell him about the whale.
Get away, kid, you bother me. That's right, step right up to see Jonah, the man who made his history on the high seas as the world's first real-life human fish bait.
Truly godly call, and tell
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now for your amazement, the greatest show on heaven and earth presents the most magnificent tightrope artists in the entire neighborhood. I present the incredible, the colossal, the great Zambinis. Drum roll and fanfare, please.
I've heard of pastries called bear's claws. Is that what you mean?
No, sir. They're lion's claws. But they're really sugar candy sticks my mom made.
And she calls them lion's claws?
Nah, she calls them sugar candy sticks. It's us who call them lion's claws.
I see. Why?
Wow, Pastor Steve. How else are we going to tell the story of Daniel in the lion's den?
Over here. probably didn't like the show. I knew it wouldn't work. It was a dumb idea.
No, that couldn't be it.
Stevie E loved the show. He was laughing and clapping.
I know it was you.
Me?
Calling him Stevie E and stuff, you offended him.
Really? I didn't mean to.
It's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself.
All right, stagehand, peanut gallery, let's get this stuff packed up.
Look, here comes Presto, the Bible comes from TV.
Yes, Pastor Chief came through after all.
Yeah, guess so.
Hi, Presto. Have you come to join our circus?
Just forget it. The circus is over.
Over? Already? Guess I won't need the costume.
Pastor Steve!
You're Presto the Bible Clown?
The very same.
See, I didn't offend him. He just wanted to get in on the act, too.
Are you really the clown we see on TV telling Bible stories and stuff?
Sure, but that's our little secret, okay? I don't give away my true identity much. Kind of makes it more fun for everybody.
I don't understand. How can you be a clown?
Well, funny hair, red nose, a silly bike horn, and presto!
No, she means how can you be a clown? You're our minister.
Well, presto is part of my ministry. In fact, presto is one of the reasons I became a minister. While I was in college, I was part of a clown troupe. God called me.
God called you to be a clown?
Well, God calls us. God calls us to serve him. The clown is just one way I do it.
I didn't know you could serve God and have fun too.
Well, tell me, Elena, have you been having fun this week?
Sure, this was great.
And what do you think you've been doing the past few days?
Planning a circus?
And serving God. You see, a minister is a servant, someone who does God's work, whether it's as a church staff member, a circus ringmaster, stagehand, even a clown.
Hey, we've been ministers all along, didn't even know it.
It's all a matter of listening and looking for ways God can use you, and then making yourself available to God.
I serve God is helping at Digging Gardens.
Me too. I help by going to the Humane Society and walking the dogs and helping the cats.
Me too.
We help by serving at the kids' store.
Into the place where he needs me the most.
This is really going to be the greatest show.
Yeah, thanks, Stevie E., for showing us that God had plans for us this summer.
That's Reverend Stevie E. to you,
Jim.